that's a good way to handle it. If you can, yep. I try to avoid getting entangled in and stuff that. Sometimes you got to step up and speak up, or if things don't go away, but everybody's got to find a way of dealing with. And fortunately, we don't have it very often here. It's not too often we talk to the people from Canada. Occasionally, I got a list of Canadian contacts. Most of them are Windsor over here on this side. You know, Detroit's the only place you can go south and go to Canada. So a few of them are down south of Windsor, south of the bridge. So, yeah, I don't know if that Gordie Howe Bridge is up yet. I know you guys, Canadian, they finished it off. They were all done, you know, before we even started. When I was driving a truck, you know, I was watching it. The Canadians were really going to town, and they finished it all up, and they knew it was going to happen sooner or later, and finally got their act together here, and I don't know if they open it up it's going to be really soon if it's not open now. I don't know if you've kept up with that, Jeff.
Well, I know somebody that might be able to tell me because he still lives in Windsor. Actually, well, he does. He's a friend of mine I went to high school with, so he might be able to still tell me that he's having lived down there myself. But no, I did hear about it, hopping right along, and I wasn't sure whether it was completed or not. But next time I talk to him, I'm going to ask him about it because I think that it might be done. We don't usually get down there too often. Like I say, that's our hometown. But after we moved up here, it was that bridge didn't exist until 2 years ago, something like that, when they started building it. I don't know. It took them a long time to get something started, right?